removes us from everyday life. It removes us from the intrusion of garish headlines, literal violence, and all the ugliness of crime. We go into a gilded dream here, luscious and engulfing, in which we're free to imagine all sorts of things. A fairy tale world, indeed. As Anne Rice, I'm known for certain kinds of novels. The Roquelaure books retain the name Roquelaure, even with my name added, to indicate that this is something different. If Anne Rice is one kind of savory dish, well, this is another entirely. And some might find it far too spicy for their taste. I don't like the idea of confusing or disappointing readers, so the pen name helps with that. Of course, there are many people who have read all my work, including the Roquelaure novels, and they see me as a multifaceted writer. But the Roquelaure material is erotica, without reservation, and it needs that pen name on the label, so to speak. The pen name says, Anne Rice is doing something very different here. I felt I needed the anonymity of the pen name to write freely, to pursue an authentic erotica without being inhibited or self-conscious. And it worked wonders to imagine myself cloaked by the name Roquelaure, which is a kind of French cloak, named after the Frenchman who popularized it. My father was still living then, and I didn't want him to know about the books either. In fact, there were lots of friends and relatives whom I didn't want to worry about as I developed the writing. There was quite a bit of exposure involved in writing such graphic sexual fantasies. It was frightening now and then, and it was thrilling. Eventually, I told my father about the books, asking him not to read them, and I did put my name on them. I adjusted completely to people knowing I'd written them, but only after I'd finished with the trilogy, as I recall. A pen name enables you not only to cloak what you are doing from friends and family, it gives you a new freedom to do something you would not do as yourself. I have thought of writing some new erotica, and I must confess, I imagined using a new pen name for it. I don't know whether I'll pursue it, but I do find the freedom of the pen name attractive. When the Sleeping Beauty Chronicle books were first published, they were underground books. They had the backing of a major mainstream publisher, yes, but the publication, though dignified and beautiful, was relatively quiet. But different readers embraced the books almost at once. They clearly appealed to young people, and older married people, to gays and straights, and they've sold steadily ever since they first appeared. Women come up to me at signings with babies in strollers and giggle and laugh and say, "We love your dirty books." People of all ages actually present the books to be signed. Why do I think these particular books have been popular? Two reasons. First, I think it is because they involve no harsh, garish violence at all. They involve game playing, really. No one is burned or cut or hurt. Certainly no one is killed. Indeed, the whole sadomasochistic predicament is presented as a glorified game played out in luxurious rooms and with very attractive people, and involving very attractive slaves. There are endless motifs offered for dominance and submission, for surrender and love. It's like a theme park of dominance and submission, a place to go to enjoy the fantasy of being overpowered by a beautiful man or woman, and delightfully compelled to surrender and feel keening pleasure without the slightest serious harm. I think it's authentic to the way many who share this kind of fantasy really feel. I think what makes it work for people is the combination of the very graphic and unsparing sexual details mixed with the elegant fairy tale world. Unfortunately, a lot of hackwork pornography is written by those who don't share the fantasy, and they slip into hideous violence and ugliness, thinking the market wants all that, when the market never really did. Second, this is shamelessly erotic. It pulls no punches at being what it is. It's excessive, and it is erotica. Before these books, a lot of women read what were called women's romances, where they had to mark the few hot pages in the book. I said, well, look, try this. Maybe this is what you really want, and you don't have to mark